Remember last week, I think it might have been last week or week before, but we're talking about King David and him falling into adultery and sexual sins with Bathsheba. Psalm 51 is a psalm of David regarding the time that Nathan the prophet came to him after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. That's what he's doing when you're talking about it. You hear him saying, well, God, David, a man after God's own heart, he humbled himself and sought forgiveness and repentance for what he did. So all of Psalm 51, the first revival that I held with John Riley back in 1995, I used this because I'm a sinner saved by grace. I used this particular psalm as our theme for the weekend. Create in me a clean heart and cleanse me from my sin. Because Psalm 51 is really about salvation. David had committed adultery in 2 Samuel. In this psalm, he pleads with God to cleanse him from the stain of sin. The image is not one of superficial wiping away, but one of deep scrubbing of the soul or the spirit. And the result of David's confession is made a heart that is not only merely clean, but also as white as snow, and filled with the joy of salvation. Have you ever wondered if God could forgive you? I think all of us at one time in our life have been through that. Oh, no, he can't forgive me. I committed the unpardonable sin. Well, if you're worried about if you committed the unpardonable sin, you don't have to worry about it, because if you're worried about it, your spirit's still alive and you haven't done it. That's as simple as that. So David's prayer assures us that no matter how dark the stain of sin, we can be made white and pure by God's forgiveness, his cleansing. So make this psalm one of your daily readings sometimes. If nothing else, just read the first verse. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion that blot out the stain of my sin. I call it repentance. I repent probably, I don't know, many times in the course of the day. So.